Do you ever get a Facebook solicit a friend request and it's from somebody that you already thought you were friends with, so you just accept it?
Yes.
Okay.
I have done that, and I actually, I think that I got hacked recently, and they might have done that to some people that I know.
Right. So that we have a coworker here. His name is Rob, and I got a friend request from him like before the holidays. And I was like, oh, I thought I already was friends with Rob. I didn't think anything of it. The picture is of him.
Yeah.
So I just hit accept, and that's the end of it. And then I get a message from him a couple days later, and it says, hello, how are you doing? Happy New Year. So I respond, Happy New Year.
Right. It's pretty generic. Why not?
Right.
He's a nice guy. Very polite of you, Rob.
Yeah.
Rob the sequel.
And then he writes back, I'm doing pretty good. Thanking God for life. Hope you had a great Christmas and Happy New Year, and I hope you're staying safe from COVID-19.
Now you're thinking to yourself, Rob is going to tell me something weird right now.
And I'm like, wait a minute. Is Rob a weirdo? Or who talks like that?
Right.
You know, but so I just don't respond. I'm like, you know what? I'm just going to pretend like this doesn't happen, you know? Mm-hmm. So then 2 days goes by and he sends me a question mark. So I'm like, still not great.
Following up.
Yeah, but I haven't seen Rob here. So I'm like, wait a minute. So I'm like, should I write back? And I'm like, let me just wait till I see him in the hall and be like, hey, like you kind of threw me off or whatever. I don't see him. Then I get this message. Hello, did I do something wrong that makes you ignore my text? Now.
Oh, now it's getting weird.
Right. So I go and I find Rob.
Yeah, now we're going to have a confrontation right here.
Well,
are you trying to get freaky on me, Rob?
Because Rob is just too nice of a guy.
Seems like a very nice individual.
Doesn't seem like somebody that would be like mad that I'm
not
responding.
He's helpful, right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm like, hey, Rob. I go, I this is so weird. I go, but I keep getting like these messages from you on Facebook. And he's like, I was hacked. I'm so sorry. And like, and he knew, I guess, other people this was happening to.
Sure.
But now I got this fake Rob. And part of me is really intrigued as to who this person is. Do they know that I know it's not him?
Mm.
Do I engage in conversation or do I just ignore him? Do I block them? What do I do with fake Rob?
What is your end game is really what you need to figure out first, right? So do you want to track this person down, learn more about them, and then start sending them weird messages?
What if we scam fake Rob? What if we scam, like we say something like, I'm having a really hard time, as you know,
right,
since we work together. Do you think you can send me some Target gift cards?
Oh, the gift cards is the way to do it. Never the cash.
Right.
Right. The gift cards is good. And then you could also say terrible things about other people that work here, too.
Uh-huh.
Right? How they're not helping you. But Rob could be the savior, the hero, really.
What should we write to him?
Oh, gosh.
What should we write? Say, Raven has been very difficult.
Yeah, he has a rash.
Difficult lately. And his rash is getting worse. And his
sometimes, I think I can smell it.
Getting worse.
Even though he's wearing pants.
I feel like I can smell it through his pants.
The good news is, at least that would mean I'm getting my sense of smell back.
At least, hold on. It's a lot. You're ricking this a lot. At least I'm getting my, okay, getting my, when do we ask him for the money? Do we not yet, or do we just come right out of the gate with it?
Yeah, well, let's just see what his response is with this.
Okay.
Right? And then money on the next one.
All right. Raven has been very difficult lately, and his rash is getting worse. I feel like I can smell it through his pants. At least I'm getting my sense of smell back. How are you? Right?
Yeah, good one. Good.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay.
Put it back. Ball back in his court.
Send.
Let's
all right.
Go, Rob, the second.
Yeah. All right, fake Rob. Get ready to send me all your money. The number one phrase in successful relationships, according to psychologists that studied 40,000 couples, thank you. Wah, wah.
Yeah, it doesn't seem like a big reveal there, right? 40,000 people you talk to come back and say, you know, you should just give thanks?
Yep.
All right.
It sounds so cheesy, right?
Yeah.
Well, this is where it gets weird. How you give thanks and what you're supposed to do is two steps. And that first step is either going to turn your like partner off or turn them on.
Mm.
It depends if they're, you know, what kind of mindset they're set in.
Okay.
Okay. Step number one, you have to get into the appreciation mindset. And how do you do that? You be an anthropologist. What?
Wait a minute. So I'm digging up things to be thankful about? What are we talking about here?
You have to keep a close eye on your partner whenever you can. Follow them around the house.
Oh, the other one is archaeologist. That's what I was thinking of.
Right.
Indiana Jones.
Yeah, right.
I got confused.
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah,
okay.
I got it. Yeah. And then you're supposed to write down what they do and make notes on it. And then you say thank you. Now, I just have to tell you, I depending on the type of spouser you have, some people will love this,
yeah.
Some will not. I knew that my husband was going to be one of the guys that if I followed him around and I just banked him, he would love it.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, Paul's love language is activities, like doing things like that.
Ah.
Like it's like appreciation and acts of service, they call it.
Ah.
So I tried it. This dinner looks and smells delicious. Thank you, Daddy, for making dinner tonight. What? Thank you. What?
Did you enjoy your couch time while I made dinner?
I did. Mommy. Right. Then back to my usual life.
Right.
Right.
Wake up.
Yeah.
Wake up. Here comes the baby screaming.
Yeah. He knows that by the time I get to bedtime after I've been dealing with the kids all day and work that I have to go on the couch and I have to sit for a half hour in silence.
Wow.
Right. And he was like happy that I mentioned
it. The pet names and everything. You call him Daddy. Thanks, Daddy, and all that.
I call him Daddy because the kids call him Daddy. I call him Daddy all the time.
Yeah.
Hey, thank you for doing the dishes.
Just remember, in 3 months, when it's guys' weekend, mm-hmm. Okay?
I mean, 3 months?
Yeah.
I mean, he's putting it out there right now. What is happening in 3 months weekend?
I guess he's having a guy's weekend, and that's his way of telling me.
He is doing something amazing if he's already planning 90 days out.
Oh, I'm sure he is. Yeah.
It was funny, babe. Thank you for always making me laugh.
Want to smell my socks?
No, I don't want to smell your socks.
Yeah.
I mean, he really was loving this.
No, he loves it. And every night when I get in bed, he tells me dad jokes because he's a weirdo like that. You know,
he tries them out on you.
But he makes me giggle, you know.
Yeah.
And I was like, that's sweet, you know. So I thanked him for that too. Now, what would happen if you asked your wife?
Oh well, you know, I'll just listen in.
Thank you for dusting. You're doing a really good job.
I'm only dusting so I can go away for the weekend and not have to come home to a dirty house. You realize that, right?
Thanks for cleaning this bathroom up.
Are you all right?
I'm following her from room to room right now, and the whole thing is weirding her out.
I'm sure.
Yeah. At first, it was like she smiled, and then after that, it was kind of like, well, we'll see.
You're doing a really good job when you dust. You know, you clean the trim and everything. That's
what
good.
Do you want? What do you want?
Just want to say thank you.
What do you want? What do you have to tell me?
Thank you for turning the switches on and off when you walk in and out
Would
of the room.
Stop it? What is the matter with you?
Conserving energy. It's thoughtful.
Yeah, that went on. And it gets... There's more swears.
Yeah,
so I mean, you get the gist of what's happening here.
I guess her love language isn't the same as Paul's.
No.
No.
No, not at all.
That's all I need to know about you.
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 What's driving you crazy right now? Want to get it off your chest? It's your chance to do it. 1-800-330-9999. You just fill in the blank. If you're blank, that's all I need to know about you. Tiffany, you're up first.
If you throw your kid a birthday party at a specific place and expect the parents to pay for their own kid, that's all I need to know about you. I had to bring my kid to a trampoline park for a party. Little did I know, I had to pay for the ticket.
Oh, wow.
Wow. That's not a birthday party. That's a field trip.
I would take that gift and put it right back in the car, right?
As long as your teenager ain't lying to you and pocketing that money. Oh, no, Ma, we need like $20 for it or whatever. He's in there. He's got Coca-Cola. He's got an extra hot dog. The mom's like, wait, we have pizza over here. He's like, I don't want your pizza.
Right. I got hot dogs over here and Slurpees.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
He's pocketing the extra 10 for later on. I'd check your kids' pockets.
Nick, that's all I need to know about you.
So if you're our neighbors and you're complaining about how much noise we make in the morning, starting our cars too loud, and you're the one partying late, that's all I need to know about you.
Well, what's good for the goose, right? You know, the one thing that does suck, and actually this happened today, and I wonder if I'm going to go home and my wife is pissed at me. So, you know, I've got a remote starter, just like plenty of people nowadays, right? It's cold out. I'm starting the car early in the morning, and I mean, it's early. But if the radio is on, so, like, even with the windows rolled up, if the radio's on and you can hear that, like, that's not cool.
Wait a minute. How loud is your radio that your wife would hear it from outside with the windows rolled up in the bedroom?
This is the thing that doesn't make sense, right? Like, I've got the triple pane windows and my car is, you know, it's a modern vehicle. It's not like the window was rolled down. I turn off the volume every day before I pull in, but sometimes it'll pick up my Bluetooth. Mm-hmm. And if it picks up a podcast, oh my God, it makes it so loud.
Oh, wow.
So loud.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I know it because I'm inside and I can hear it. And you know what? My car, I think I could probably shut it off with the remote starter, but I'm not sure how to do it.
No.
So then it'll just keep beeping.
Yeah, no, mine's really loud, too. And mine does a thing where it beeeps first,
yeah,
and then it turns on.
Oh,
so
God.
You'll hear, like, it echo through my entire neighborhood at, like, 3:30 in the morning or whatever time it is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a bit much.
Ryan, that's all I need to know about you.
If you break your TV after your team loses, that's all I need to know about you.
Well, the people that are super demonstrative when their team is playing a game, I never understand that person. It's also the same person that throws a plate during an argument. Like, what are you doing with that?
Yeah.
What are you doing? Now you're just breaking stuff.
My husband will get frustrated.
Sure.
But, like, he's very rational about it, but mostly because he knows what I'm going to say. It's my favorite saying anytime anybody gets mad about sports. What I say, Raven?
You're going to love this one. You're going to No. Please, you say it. You're going to love this one.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't realize that the Giants pay our mortgage. They pay our mortgage? Oh,
the Giants pay our mortgage.
The Giants pay our mortgage.
Oh.
That's why we're going to get mad about this. All right. Yeah.
The worst.
Yeah.
That would make me want to grab my television and flip it over my head. That part right there. Everything else, I was cool before. Wow.
It's the weird things that bother you, right? I can't get this out of my head. And it's so dumb. I'm warning you. Raven, producer John, producer Sean. Okay, it's driving me nuts. Cardi B, she tweeted a picture of herself, and the caption was that she was on day two of community service. And if you remember, back in 2018, she got in a fight with a couple bartenders. She got in trouble. Now she's got to do court-mandated community service.
Unimportant to this situation.
Unimportant whatsoever. So I look at the picture as I'm going through my feed, and I'm about to go, like, next, and then I go back, and I click on the picture, and then I zoom in. Her room that she's standing in is a mess. And so I start zooming in like a crazy person, like a legit crazy person who does things like this, right? And I'm looking, and there's kids' toys everywhere. And listen, I got kids. I get it. Like, they make a mess.
That makes sense.
Right.
But it was so much junk all over. And then I zoom in on the couch. And on the couch is ketchup.
Wow.
There is a container, a bottle of ketchup. Heinz ketchup on her couch. Like, just the bottle. And all I kept thinking was, you're Cardi B. You gotta pay somebody to clean up after yourself. Right? Don't you think, or am I being crazy?
Was there any French fries in the photo or anything at that time? It was just a random bottle of ketchup was sitting back there.
Yep.
Yeah, suffice to say, then, somebody could have picked that ketchup up and put it back in the fridge or the cabinet, wherever it would be.
I mean, it makes me like Cardi B that much more, though. I have a three-year-old at home. There are bottles of ketchup sporadically throughout my living room on an almost weekly basis.
If you're sitting in this room, you're not worth over $40 million.
That is also true.
You're in a studio apartment.
Yep.
Yeah.
She's in a 40-bedroom villa.
Right.
You know, like,
so I actually, because now I'm deep in the hole.
They're just like us.
Yeah, just like us.
I'm 30 acres.
I'm in deep in the dark web now. So now I'm like, how much is Cardi B worth that she can't hire somebody to put away this ketchup and, like, this mess and clean up her room? And I found that she said in an interview that she's worth more than $40 million.
Oh, I think she's worth like $500 million.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's play a game.
Yeah.
If you are worth over $40 million, because she said she's worth over $40 million. What's the one thing you would pay for people to do for you? Because for me, it would be to clean up my house and put the ketchup bottle away. All right. Producer Sean, you're up first.
I'm going to pay someone to, like, carve my face in stone in Mount Rushmore, like in Richie Rich.
Well, now there goes all your money. You just lost it.
I don't care. People will remember me, though.
I mean, I guess that's true.
They're trying to get rid of Mount Rushmore, bud.
Then
you might choose somewhere else.
Maybe they can make a period of me in Egypt or something, you know, like one of those lynxes or something.
This is when you hear about people that win the lottery. They go broke.
They go broke.
It's just bad planning.
Yeah.
Right, just bad planning.
Sean wins the $1 billion Mega Millions. You're the first one to spend it all in the first month.
Yep. Right.
Guaranteed.
Yep.
For me, it wouldn't be to clean up my house. It would be to clean up my car, specifically the car. I would get the one guy, just be like, dude, listen, just go to the car and just clear all the crap out of it. Because, you know, three-year-old in there constantly, there's like all kinds of chips and cookies in the back seat. Yeah. In the front seat is all of my garbage that I throw on the seat beside me. It's a nightmare.
You know what
time.
I always wondered? You know the guy that always, like, when they're celebrities, they jump out and they hold the umbrella open? Is that the same guy that cleans the car, too?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's
my guy. That's the same guy.
Yeah.
That's the guy that's on my list right here is the driver. The driver slash cook slash landscaper. Oh. I want him to do all of it.
He does all of it.
So here's the thing is like, if I'm in the rich mansion, like, I don't know what it's going to look like inside. There might be video games hanging out, like an arcade in there, a dance club or something like that. I could have a bottle of ketchup randomly out there. But when I want to step into my backyard, I want it to be green. I want some of those trees and shrubs that are like carved like animals.
Yeah.
I want a giraffe tree.
Uh-huh.
And I want like a hippopotamus or like a pig, like, you know, shrub. You know what? I'm worth $40 million or more. I want both.
You know what?
I want both.
I'm going to come over to your house. I'm going to get a bottle of ketchup and put it right under that tree. How you feel about that? It's been a terrible week for tech companies. Tons and tons of layoffs. Let's see. Spotify laid off 6% of its workforce this month. That's 600 people.
Wow.
Google, 12,000 people.
Yeah.
Microsoft, 10,000.
I saw that. They're talking about 10% of their total workforce, too. Yeah. That's Amazon, a lot of people.
Amazon layoffs in the last 2 months, 28,000 jobs. That's crazy.
That's a lot of people right there.
Woo!
Yeah, I was amazed, honestly, when Twitter got bought to see how many people like worked there. Like, I mean, same thing. They blew out, Elon Musk blew out a bunch of people there, too.
Yeah.
I was just surprised at how massive some of these companies are. I mean, I guess it makes sense. On the other hand, I kind of think of the internet as something that they figured out. They put it on there. Then there's a bunch of other people to maintain it.
Robots just run it.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Right.
Well, it's funny that you brought up Twitter because there's been a lot of controversy about the way that these people are being let go.
Yeah.
And is there such thing as an ethical way to fire people, lay people off anymore? So there's a lot of backlash over Zoom because a lot of these mass firings are happening on Zoom. You keep hearing it go viral where the CEO shows up, you're told to log on to your Zoom at a certain time.
Sure.
It's you, your face in 100,000 different boxes, and it's the guy saying to you, bad news, you know, you're fired. But then there was the way that Twitter did it, which was like people were showing up with their key cards to the front door, and it was basically like a line. If your key card turned green, you still had a job.
You got in. The door opened.
If the key card didn't work, bad news, you're out of a job.
Yeah, and we're going to need your vehicle out of that parking space.
Exactly.
Get out of here.
I don't know. I think that there's got to be like right and wrong ways to get let go, don't you think?
Well, I mean, listen, if 100 people are getting laid off or 10% or 6% of your workforce or whatever, they know. This is not something they found out that morning, right? So they're being told to log on or whatever. There's scuttlebutt in the building. People know that something's happening and it's not good. And, you know, when you work at a company and things haven't been good for a while, you know that sooner or later something could happen. So in that regard, I mean, I don't think that's the worst thing that could happen.
I will say that I think that being let go on Zoom is not bad. You're already home. You're wherever you want to be.
Yeah.
Right. So like, let's say you decide to take, you have an idea what's going to happen. You take that Zoom from home because then like you get emotional, you get sad. And like, it's easy just to hit, okay, thank you very much. I'll wait for HR to contact me and hit leave.
Right.
And then cry in your own bathroom.
Yeah.
Versus like having to walk down a hallway in your office and try not to make eye contact with the receptionist.
I don't think it's the worst thing that could happen to you. That's for sure. Yeah. I mean, I've seen the worst things that could happen to you.
What happened?
Well, with me, I was going on vacation. It was the first day of my summer vacation, and I used to work at a radio station, and we had no idea. Things were going relatively well at the station at that point. I mean, radio, things are always up and down. But I found out from a friend of mine who owned a maid cleaning service that one of the clients that she cleaned a house for was preparing to go switch over the satellite equipment for our radio station to be taken over by another company. That is how I found out our radio station was being sold. And
what?
I had to go back and tell my bosses.
That they're all getting fired?
I had to tell my bosses. The only person who knew was the owner. I had to tell my bosses and the entire crew. And of course, their first reaction was, that can't be real.
Well, right.
And oh, yeah, it was real.
You. Because it's like the random DJ who like just yells on the
air.
It's
the night guy who's on vacation.
Who just talks like this. Is telling me I'm getting fired.
Are you trying to call me the random nighttime guy who just yells? Is that what you're doing right now?
Well, there was a time. Okay. Oh, yeah. Tens of thousands of layoffs over the last month with all these tech companies, Spotify, Google, Microsoft, Amazon, just layoffs left and right.
Well, at least they're smart people, right? I'm sure they'll land on their feet.
I certainly hope so. But the big question is there an ethical way to get let go? Because like we saw with Twitter, people were just showing up with their key cards at the front door. And if it turned green, you had a job. And if it didn't work, Bad news.
I don't know. Maybe I sound calloused here, but all I care about is the money, right? Mm. At the end of the day, I don't need you to be ethical. I don't need you to be nice to me. There's this thing nowadays where everybody wants everybody to be so nice. You're getting fired. It's not going to feel good.
Right. But is it better when it's over a Zoom or when it's in person? So what was the way that you got fired? You got let go. I'm looking at a DM on our Instagram at Anna and Raven.
Yeah.
It was my first job. Our boss sat the whole team in a circle and explained that the company decided to make some cuts and then told us in the circle who was leaving and who was staying.
Oh!
It's like being in kindergarten, like in preschool, where you would sit in a circle with all your like classmates and then you had to like, you would take turns doing things. But it would be like, you're out, you're in, you're out, you're in. Like,
musical duck, chairs.
Duck, duck, goose.
Yeah.
It's horrible.
Why not do survival of the fittest? Have everybody brawl.
1-800-330-9999. Jonathan, how did you find out you were being let go?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. My last job, I was working for quite a while, and then it was a Wednesday. I started getting text messages from colleagues saying, I'm so sorry this happened. Good luck in the future. And I said, wait, what's going on? And 48 hours later, I got let go.
Wait a minute. So everybody knew before you?
Yes. People in the office knew before I did, and I was actually on vacation that week, and I was getting text messages saying, hey, I'm sorry this happened, and I had no clue this was coming.
Oh, my gosh, that is terrible. It's like everybody knows the secret except for you.
I had a situation where I was on vacation one time, and they fired my boss, and I was getting messages, similar type thing. They were like, oh, well, you should be thrilled. They had already named the new boss after they fired him, and he was the guy that told them that he almost hired me. That guy ended up firing me.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. That didn't work out in your favor.
It did not work out in my favor.
Exactly.
Lori, how'd you get fired?
So this was back in high school, but my mom's best friend owned this ice cream shop. And I'll be honest, I wasn't the greatest at my job. You know, I just kind of made a mess everywhere and it wasn't great. I was young. But I was so bad at it. My mom's poor friend felt so bad. She told my mom. So my mom actually fired me from my ice cream job.
Oh, my gosh. Imagine your mom fires you.
I'll tell you right now, I don't know, maybe I'm just a jerk, but I don't think I would have let my mom's friend off that easy. I would have, like, made her feel guilty about it the rest of her life.
I wouldn't. Like, if one of my good friends gave my kid a job and she was not doing a great job, I'd be like, no, fire her. Like, she has to learn.
Yeah.
That's not how you do it.
But what if Hayden looked down her nose at your friend for the rest of her life? I mean, that's human nature.
I don't know.
Right.
I just wonder what that conversation's like with your mom. Like, you know what? You do a really terrible job and you're fired. Like, I would be so mad at my kid for not being able to figure it out. No offense, Lynn.
I get it. At the same time, I don't know if mom's friend is coming over anytime soon. She's going to stare your daughter in the face.
Massive layoffs across the board for tech companies over the last month. There's been a lot of controversy because they do these massive layoffs on Zoom, Twitter. People were just showing up with their key cards. And if it got in, great, you had a job. And if it didn't, sorry, you were out of luck.
It's kind of like playing the lottery. I like that. It's exciting.
I don't think it's exciting. But is there a right and wrong way to get fired? What was the unique way you got let go? 1-800-330-9999. Dan, how'd you get fired?
I got a recorded message from the CEO of my company. Not live, just a recorded voicemail left on my phone.
But was it like specific to you or was it to like a bunch of different people in the company? Like, hey, hello, insert your name here.
Right.
You are being let go. Or was it like, hey, Dan, I'm sorry you stole money and I caught you, but now you don't have a job.
You know, now that I think about it, I don't think he actually said my name.
Yeah, it's just a recording.
They have a recording that you leave on people's phones?
Sure. I mean, if they're letting 50 people go that day, why not? He says, listen, I don't want to call these people. I don't want to do that. If we put it just out in an email, we'll probably get blasted online. Personalized phone call would be better. Yeah, one recorded message. See ya.
Imagine if you answer, though, and you're like, Steve, I'm here.
Yeah,
and
no.
It's like, thank you for your hours and years of work.
Right. They just keep talking.
HR right. will be contacting you with the next steps in the coming days.
I think that that's pretty annoying. It's almost as annoying as when you call your friend's phone and they go, hey, fooled you. It's a machine.
Yeah, I don't think anybody does that anymore.
Hate you.
Lionel, how'd you get fired?
So I failed a drug test, and I knew I was going to fail it, so I didn't even show up. I fired myself, essentially.
Right. I mean, speaking for a friend, when you flunk the drug test, what's the point of showing up?
Right. Like, we're going to wait for somebody else? Like, yeah. The pressure? I mean, why even go if you know you're going to fail it?
Oh, because you need the job. So you roll those dice. And you don't know how good that test is going to be. Maybe if I drink a lot of this, it'll make it so that I pass that test. Maybe if I cut my hair, I'll pass that test. I mean, at least that's what a friend told me.
Uh-huh. Carla, how'd you get fired?
So I used to work for a timeshare company. This was many years ago when I was really young. And we used to have our names on the whiteboard. And one day I walked in and my name was erased from the whiteboard. And someone had told me when I first started that if your name is erased from the whiteboard, you're fired. So I walked in, my name wasn't there, and I just turned around and walked out.
Let's be real. They did you a favor.
Right. Well, that's true. Without a doubt. Like, were you selling any timeshares?
No, I hadn't sold in a while. So it just kind of made sense to me. So I just headed out.
Think about the anxiety you would have every day going to work to face that whiteboard to see if your name was still there every single day.
I mean, I'd have real anxiety if I cared about the job.
Yeah.
If I hate the job, it's like you're putting me out of my misery.
Did you hate the job or did you like it?
Well, I was super young, so I didn't hate it, but I wasn't invested. I mean, I didn't ask anyone when I didn't see my name. I was just like, okay.
Peace. Right. I can go to the beach today. I can do something else. Right. Anything. All right.
Goosebaba. It's Wellness Wednesday.
Don't freak out.
With Anna and Raven.
Wellness Wednesday is all about small things you can do that make a big difference in your life. And if you've been stressed at the office or at school, there's three breathing techniques that will help you, but they're kind of subtle, so you won't look like a weirdo when you're doing them.
None of them is to stop breathing, correct?
Correct.
All right, good.
Yes. The whole point about breathing, Raven, breathing exercises, is that you actually breathe. So, oddly, I've been trying to do a lot more of the deep breathing lately. I try to meditate, but I can't do it. I can't figure out what's wrong with me. Like,
sure.
I don't know. My mind starts racing. I start thinking about what I'm going to make for dinner and then forget it.
You're broken.
Yeah. But there's three different ones that I learned about, and we're going to try them together so you can use them throughout the day.
I love it.
The first one is called squeeze and release. You're going to start by taking a big breath in. Big breath in. Now, as you're breathing in, Raven, I want you to clench everything, and you can do this too. Clench your fists, curl your toes, squeeze your leg muscles, everything, your buttocks. Just squeeze your butt. Squeeze it. So don't stop breathing.
Hold it in.
Okay, hold it in. Hold it in.
Mm-hmm.
Squeeze everything so tight in your body. Hold it. Hold it.
Okay.
And let's do it again. Everything, breathe it in. Squeeze everything. Are you squeezing your calves? Are your calves tight right now? Do you feel tension in your toes? Hold it. And release. Now, this is supposed to combat anxiety. So if you're all of a sudden you get hit with a big project at school or in the workplace, you're supposed to squeeze everything.
Okay.
And then you release, and that it's going to help you address it in a logical way without being crazy.
I want to imagine that somebody is in the second or third row of their classroom and they've just announced that there's going to be a new thesis paper and it's due in X amount of days or whatever. And that person immediately clenches everything up. I mean, because when I did it and you were yelling at me the entire time, I folded up like a cannonball almost. I was like fetal position in the chair.
But then when you released, didn't it feel amazing?
I mean, it felt good to breathe after that, yeah.
All right, the next one you have to do is called bellows breath. And it's perfect if you're tired and you need an afternoon pick-me-up. Experts say that it's actually better than having a cup of coffee.
Okay.
All right, here's the lady from the internet explaining what you do.
Keep your hands beside you. Close your fist very lightly, not very tight. And inhale and raise your hands up. Actively inhale and exhale, bring them down.
So basically, it's like you're doing the YMCA, but
yeah.
You just eliminate the MCA. So it's just going up in the Y, but your hands go up, open, jazz hands, come down, fists.
Okay.
Open, jazz hands.
Yeah.
Down, fists. And you do it 10 times in a row. It actually loosens up my shoulders. I thought it actually worked. I don't know if it's better than an espresso, but.
Yeah. I mean, it wakes you up a little bit.
It does.
Okay.
And the last one is called 4-7-8 breathing. And it brings your body back into balance and regulates the fight or flight response whenever we're feeling stressed. Here's a different lady from the internet explaining how this one works.
Oh, thank you.
If you are worried about your job security, I invite you to try the 4-7-8 breathing practice, which is really great for anxiety. You inhale for a count of 4, you hold for a count of 7, and you exhale for a count of 8.
So remember that, 4-7-8. Inhale for a count of 4. Let's do it. 4, 3, two, one. Now hold it, Raven, for 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Slowly release for 8 count. Slow. 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. This also helps if you can't fall asleep at night. You can do this one, and it's supposed to knock you right out. And by the way, Raven looks like he's ready to fall asleep.
I feel a little bit lightheaded, although I think your counting was a little bit fast.
Okay. All over the news the last few days was that Splash Mountain, they closed it down at Disney World because they're making way for a new attraction. But the thing that got us talking was the fact that people are buying the water from Splash Mountain on websites like eBay that is being auctioned off.
Listen, I think it's a brilliant business model. You show up there, you take a photo in front of the sign with you holding a cup of water that nobody knows where this water is from, mm-hmm. and then you sell it off to people. I love it.
But I think a lot of times you fall for fake stuff. You buy things that are fake and you have no idea how to find out if it's real or not. Ryan Brecklin from Nest Egg Auctions. Ryan, how do you figure this out, that you're buying something real or not?
The water from Splash Mountain. So let me pretend I brought you a glass of water and told you it was from Fiji, let's say. Would you be able to tell?
No way.
Probably not.
No, of course not. If you had a blind taste testing of water, you probably couldn't pick the Fiji over the Dasani, right? Aside from serious scientific analysis, which is expensive and time-consuming, there is absolutely no way to tell.
Okay. And that would require us to have some sort of control group, some sort of information about what the Splash Mountain water was like in the first place, too.
Right.
Right. So I did a little research, and I looked on eBay. Splash Mountain water has sold for as much as $117 for 4 ounces in a mason jar.
That's amazing.
All right. So here's the thing. Don't buy the water from Splash Mountain on eBay. It's most likely not real. But
not only is it not real, I just zoomed in on the photo and it's completely photoshopped.
What?
Had me fooled, man. I really, really, really love Mickey and Minnie.
But like,
you can see where they cut their own hand out and put it in front of the sign. It's totally fake.
It's really good. All right, so Ryan, we all kind of laugh at that and we know that that's ridiculous. But there are a lot of things that you buy online that are fake. And I know that one of the big things is you buy shampoos and lotions on Amazon and they turn out not to be real. How do you tell the real sellers from the fake sellers?
So that is very, very hard to do. In truth, let's say you want to buy an expensive designer product. You go to their retail store, you walk in, and you buy it, and you're buying the real thing. Just about everything else is dicey. You're taking a chance if you say, wow, look at that great price. I can't believe that perfume is only half off. If it's too good to be true, it probably is.
That's the rule of thumb. Don't ever actually think you found something amazing.
Oh, my gosh. What if you do, though? It's so disappointing because you just want to get a deal on certain things, you know?
People play on people's emotions, too, when it comes to things, right? The Splash Mountain thing is a perfect example. You feel nostalgic about it, right? So you say to yourself, I'm never going to have this opportunity. That's the other thing is they make it seem like you'll never, ever, ever be able to circle back to this thing. But chances are, if you found it once, you could find it again.
There's people like Kim Kardashian who she collects all these, she just bought Princess Diana's necklace and she wore a Marilyn Monroe's dress. And I believe she has like all kinds of celebrities, articles of their clothing and jewelry. Obviously, you would think that she knows the right people to go to buy the authentic things. But how does the average person go about buying something like that?
You said it earlier, be skeptical and get proof.
What are the top things that you see that are counterfeit that are sold?
We see a lot of fake designer purses.
Yep.
The other thing we see that's faked all the time is art. It's one of the easiest things to fake, and it is very complicated.
All right. If you want to learn more how to get your stuff checked out, you can visit Ryan online at nesteggauctions.com. Thank you so much, Ryan.
Thanks, guys.
Why is it trending? Top news stories trending and why. And truthfully, this has been trending for over a week, and I tried to ignore it, but it won't go away because now it's viral on TikTok, too.
Oh, boy.
Okay, here's a warning. You're either going to love this or you're going to hate it. The husband calling contest at the Iowa State Fair won't stop trending.
What is this?
It's a real thing. Every year at the Iowa State Fair, women compete in screaming their husbands' names and getting them to go wherever they're going.
What?
The prize for the best woman screaming her husband's name? $5. But it's hard. Here's one of the judges talking about how they have to judge.
It was hard to judge. You have, you know, three things that you have to judge. And, you know, your first impression, your last impression, and the presentation.
First impression, last impression, presentation.
When you're screaming your husband's name.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Getting him to do something.
All right, what?
Here's one of the competitors.
Okay.
Uh-huh. Right. You thought that was annoying?
Oh, man. That drilled me already.
Okay. Right. No, there's more.
Okay.
Daryl!
I can't.
Daryl, dinner's ready. Daryl! Daryl, Daryl, Bomero, Banana, Santa, Bomero, Seamai, Bomero, Daryl!
Can we agree that Daryl is a far more beneficiary name than Bob for this contest? Daryl is the name.
Well, here...
Is there a Larry? There better be a Larry coming. Here, oh, man.
Here's the woman who is the reigning champion.
Okay.
Roy? Roy! Can you hear me? You get yourself in here right now! Come on! You know you're going to be late again, and you know that I want to get there on time. Roy! Roy, 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 Roy!
Imagine having to respond to that every single day.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
But I'm definitely still voting for Daryl.
Yeah. Well, no, listen. Here is them explaining, or her, the winner, explaining why she got into it.
Yeah.
When I first started, my husband said to me, "You're not going to do that, Bonnie. You're not. Oh, please don't do it." I said, "I'm going to do it." I defied him, and I won first. So after that, he's gung-ho for me.
Yeah, she defied him, and she won first.
She broke his spine and his spirit, clearly, in the past.
I was thinking about it. So my husband is the worst. Like, I will get myself packed, my girls packed.
Yeah.
We'll all be in the car. Paul will come in, get out, run inside to check on something.
Mm-hmm.
I kid you not. I'll be like, "What is taking him so long?" So I'll start screaming like a maniac.
Yeah.
Right? And I'll go back in and he'll be like washing dishes because he's so OCD about the dishes in the sink. And this is what it sounds like. Here's my competition. Ready?
Yeah, yeah. Go ahead.
Paul! 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 Get in the car! See, now imagine if you had to respond to that. Would you pay me $5? Paul! I'm like, it's awful, right? I told you, cringeworthy. Cringeworthy.
You're going to the fair.
You're going to the fair.
Couples Court on the Anna and Raven Show.
Every day a couple joins us. They let us know what their disagreement is about, and then you just decide who's right. Phil and Lexi. Lexi, what's going on?
Okay. My boyfriend and I have been together almost a year, and we're going to move in, and he's got this, like, framed poster that he wants to put up in our living room. I don't want to put it up because it's from his ex-girlfriend. I really just feel like I don't want to bring in past relationships into our new relationship. And it's just weird and I don't like it. I mean, it's a gift from his ex. That should be like, I don't know, in his basement or his car or somewhere where I am not there.
Yeah, I hang posters in my car all the time.
Right.
Yeah.
Good idea.
Right, the back seat. Yeah.
Phil, what's your side of this?
Okay, first of all, it's not a poster. It's a Sam Cooke signed album purchased through a family member. This is like a piece of history. This belongs in a museum. This isn't just something that's connected to my ex. It's something that's connected to music history. And it's so much more than a gift from my ex, and I just wish that we could find a common ground for it. If I had a space for a man cave, sure, I'd hang it up in there, but we don't have that right now. I'd like it in the living room. I understand the disagreement here. I understand the connection to the ex, but that has nothing to do with my connection to the piece.
Okay. Can I just say, like, I don't care. Your argument is that it's not a poster. Whatever, it doesn't matter what it is. It's the fact that your ex-girlfriend gave it to you, and it does not belong in my house, in my living room. So every time I see it, I have to be reminded of your past relationship.
Well, I still have a relationship with the music of Sam Cooke.
Oh, my God.
I mean, Lexi, if you didn't know where he got this, you wouldn't care at all, would you? I mean, if you didn't know where it came from, I mean, it's an album cover signed. I'm sure it doesn't have his girlfriend's name on it, so
Right. It's not a picture of us.
Right. It's not addressed to her. So if you didn't know where it came from, it wouldn't bother you at all. Is that correct?
Probably no.
To me, it seems pretty petty that we're going to get so worried about this thing can't be displayed in your house because it reminds you. Is this high school? What are we talking about here? I mean, you guys are grown-ups.
Yeah, but how would you want to walk by that every single day and be like,
what is it? It's not a diamond. Mm. It's an album of an artist that he likes. Sam Cooke doesn't belong in the basement, I will say that. It better not be damp down there. If it's an autographed copy of a Sam Cooke album, it's not a Dave Matthews record. I mean, he's right. You can't get that. They're not making that anymore, as they say. Listen, if I had something that my girlfriend clearly got from somebody else, it would probably bother me. I'm not saying it wouldn't, but I don't know if I would make them trash it or get rid of it or just not have it out anywhere. I did have a jacket one time that an ex bought me. And Alicia would not stand for me to wear that jacket. I had to get rid of it.
Right.
But the difference was that Alicia and I were dating when the ex bought it for me. That's the difference.
Well, that's a much different story.
Right.
Raven.
Man, it was a nice coat, though.
What?
Man, I wonder if Sam Cooke would wear that coat.
Jacket? You know what? That's a conversation for another time. All right. I don't know. Let's see what the audience has to say. They may agree with you, Lexi. You got a problem with it. It was a gift from an ex. You don't want to stare at it in your living room all the time. Like, no, we put it somewhere else, but you're not putting it in our new house. But they may see Phil's side, too, that you love it, and it has nothing to do with the attachment to the ex. It's just a piece of memorabilia that means a lot to you, and you want to hang it. Also, I'm embarrassed to admit that I had to Google who Sam Cooke was.
Oh, that's terrible.
I know.
That's really, really bad. I apologize for all of us.
Yep.
1-800-330-9999. Whose side are you on? It's the Couples Court with Anna and Raven.
Phil and Lexi have been dating for a while now. They're moving in together. The thing is that Phil has this autographed album framed of Sam Cooke that his ex-girlfriend gave him. He loves it, and he wants to hang it in the family room. And Lexi's like, yeah, but your ex gave you that. Why would we put it in our family room?
I think that you're downplaying. Lexi's like, no way, no how, not in my house. Again, it seems like an awful lot to just say this. You have two grown-ups. Why can't you just realize that this is not something that actually has impact on your relationship whatsoever. This is an artist that he cares about. This was a gift. If it came from his grandmother, she wouldn't care then.
Well, right, because it came from an ex and it's hanging in her living room.
What significance is that when you're talking about an inanimate object?
What do you think? 1-800-330-9999. Hey, Stephanie, whose side are you on?
I am on his side. It's an adult relationship. Everybody has a past. Leave the past in the past. If this isn't a current situation and it's not a result of cheating, keep the album. We're all grown ups. It's petty to worry about who it came from.
It's a pretty big demand and a pretty big rule to put on somebody that you're just moving into and you've been dating for a year. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's pretty big, right?
Whose side are you on? 1-800-330-9999. Couples Court. Phil and Lexi have been dating for over a year, and they're finally moving in together, which is great. Except Lexi couldn't believe that Phil actually wanted to hang in their family room an autographed Sam Cooke album that he got from his ex-girlfriend.
It doesn't have his ex-girlfriend's name on it or anything like that. He's a huge Sam Cooke fan. This is an autographed record from Sam Cooke. It looks cool. I want to hang this in my apartment. What's the big deal?
She's got a problem with it, but what do you think? Is she wrong to be so upset? 1-800-330-9999. Miguel, whose side are you on?
I'm on the woman's side. I wouldn't want anything hanging around my house that makes me uncomfortable.
The
funny thing to me, Miguel, is that for whatever reason, some people, when we get involved in somebody and we care about somebody, we feel like they never had a past beforehand. Like, everybody had history. Miguel, you had history.
Yeah,
all
but
I'm
what,
saying is
you don't want to look at it in your living room every day.
If it's gonna make your wife uncomfortable, would you want it in your house to have her look at you every day and go, "Why is this in my house? Why is this in my house?"
I mean, what's next though? The silverware, the Pyrex, the stuff. You know what I mean? I mean, you shared things with other people. I mean, that's just my point.
Yeah,
this is different.
So you're sharing your life with someone. You got to make sure they're happy.
I agree. Hey, Laura, whose side are you on?
I'm on his side. I don't know. It's like they said, it wasn't addressed to her that she gave to him. Is she willing to give up every piece of jewelry, clothing, perfume a boyfriend ever gave her? I think that's ridiculous. You know, it's something with more history in it.
This is how you breed resentment. This is exactly how you do it. Exactly how you do it.
I will say I won't wear any jewelry that exes have given me, and I've given it all away.
Well, that's good.
Right.
But I mean, you're one person. Mm. And you've been married 17 years.
Hey, Paula, whose side are you on?
I am on his side. I am married over 40 years. She needs to learn how to pick and choose her battles. She needs to look at that picture, that whatever it is, laugh and say, he's mine now.
Exactly. You know, when my wife and I first moved in, I'm pretty sure I had a sofa. And one of my ex-girlfriends definitely sat on that sofa. But we didn't set the sofa on fire, you know?
But did she buy the sofa?
I mean, I'm sure she contributed.
The verdict is in. Jury foreman, what are the results?
Phil, our audience agreed with you today. It's not the attachment to the ex, Lexi. It's his attachment to the piece. And because it means so much to him, you're going to have to let him hang it up wherever he likes.
All right.
Okay. Thank you. Okay, I'm going to bring this up with my therapist.
I think that that's going to be an interesting conversation.
Correct.
But, yeah. But a beneficial one for everybody. There's nobody that comes out a loser from therapy, right? So that's good.
Yeah. Phil, you have to be happy to hear that.
I am. I'm very happy to hear it. I mean, the only other compromise would be put in a vault or a big safe or something, because I'm not letting this thing go anytime soon.
How about you two make an agreement that you never tell anybody who got it for you? That's the other
thing.
That's
no problem.
Right. You can make up a story of where it came from. You don't have to keep rehashing that your ex gave it to you every time somebody asks about your Sam Cooke record, which, by the way, they're probably just going to say, that's amazing.
Right.
Actually, I'd like that idea. Let's do that. See? Let's come up with a new
plan. I got a really good deal on eBay.
Or Lexi, you can say you bought it. You got it for him.
Right. I found it in a record store.
Yeah.
There you go.
If you have a problem too, send an email. couplescore@annaandraven.com.
Can't beat Raven.
The Can't Beat Raven cash jackpot is $400 thanks to HelloFresh. Looking to save time and money in the new year? Get HelloFresh and take control of the clock and your budget with delicious recipes delivered. Get 22 free meals plus free shipping with code ANNA22 at HelloFresh.com/ANNA22. All right, Julia, you ready to play?
Yes, hello.
Hi, can you please ask Raven to leave the room?
Leave the room.
You got it, Julia. Good luck.
Okay.
Thank you.
So Raven's walking out of here. That door is going to close. He can't hear us. We're in a soundproof studio. I'm going to ask you 5 pop culture questions. You have 3 seconds to answer each one. I'm going to make him come back into the studio. I'll ask him the same questions. Whoever gets the most right wins. Ties go to Raven. You ready to play?
All right. I'll do my best.
Okay. You got this, Julia. Don't worry. Number one, the Razzie nominations were announced. Blonde led with 8 nominations. Blonde was about what icon?
I don't know. A rock icon?
Number 2. Oscar nominations are out. Everything, Everywhere, All at Once led with 11 nominations. Who is hosting the Oscars again this year?
I don't know. Miley Cyrus?
Number 3. Buzz Aldrin, the second man on the moon, married his longtime girlfriend on his 93rd birthday. Who was the first astronaut to walk on the moon?
John Glenn.
Number 4, Pete Davidson and Snoop Dogg were named captains of the 2023 Pro Bowl. Davidson will lead the NFC team with Eli Manning, and Snoop is going to be with the AFC captain with the Peyton Manning. What NFL team did Peyton Manning play for before his retirement?
Wish my dad was here again. I don't know. I'm sorry.
All right. Sorry, Julia. This is not good, but that's okay. Number 5, Paris Hilton and her husband, Carter Room, welcomed their first child, a baby boy. Paris Hilton is one of the heirs to the Hilton Hotel fortune. The hospitality brand was founded by her great-grandfather. What was his first name?
Peter.
Okay, let me bring Raven back in.
Yo.
I think Julia was trying to lose today.
Oh, good job, Julia. How many did you get right?
None.
Wow.
Yes.
None.
All right,
yeah.
$400. Let's see how
that's
I
That's all right, Julia. All right, let's go. Number 1. The Razzie nominees were announced, which is the worst movies of the year.
Sure.
Blonde led with 8 nominations. Blonde was about what icon?
Marilyn Monroe. I'm going to watch it. I thought it looked pretty good.
I'm a huge Marilyn Monroe fan, and like all the bad stuff made me want to not watch it, but I'm curious. I don't know. We'll see. Number 2, Oscar nominations are out. Everything, Everywhere, All at Once led with 11 nominations. Who is hosting the Oscars again this year?
It's Jimmy Kimmel, right?
Yeah. Do you know how many times he's hosted it before?
Isn't it like four?
No, he's hosted it twice before. This will be his third.
Okay.
Number three, Buzz Aldrin, the second man on the moon, married his longtime girlfriend on his 93rd birthday. Yeah. Who was the first astronaut to walk on the moon?
Neil Armstrong.
Yes.
Really, Julia?
Number four.
Okay.
Pete Davidson and Snoop Dogg were named captains for the 2023 Pro Bowl. Davidson will leave the NFC team with Eli Manning, and Snoop is going to be the AFC captain with Peyton Manning. What NFL team did Peyton Manning play for before his retirement?
Well, right before his retirement, he played for the Broncos.
That's right.
Before that, he played for the Colts.
Yep. Number five, Paris Hilton and her husband, Carter Room, welcomed their first child, a baby boy. Paris Hilton is one of the heirs to the Hilton Hotel's fortune. The hospitality brand was founded by her great-grandfather. What's his name?
Robert.
Conrad.
Rob.
Conrad.
Bobby?
I thought everybody knew that.
Billy Joe.
No.
I did not know that.
No, Julia, you definitely didn't know that. That I know for sure.
Anything.
I mean, who knows that?
I knew that. All right, Julia, he beat you 4-0 today. That gets you an Anna and Raven t-shirt.
This is Julia, and I cannot beat Raven.
Better luck next time. Enjoy that shirt, girl. $500 tomorrow, Anna.